yesterday, even though it is today. It's always today on the Good Day program. It's Friday, the 4th of April. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Rich McFadden and Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Roberta back on Monday, back to our full complement. We have so many people and so many moving parts to this program. Sometimes it's a wonder we get them all put together. I was talking to somebody last night, Richie, who is a fellow that could help us out when it comes to distribution of the program, and he was asking me questions about where everybody is and how we make all of this happen. And I laughed when I told him, you know, we have probably the most difficult program ever produced.
Kind of like attaching your printer to your computer.
Worse.
So many pieces that it's just hard to explain.
And once in a while, when somebody pulls the plug, you got a big problem.
Right.
Anyway, so we're happy to have you along with us wherever you are. We're here, there, and everywhere. You might like some of the stories today. You might not like some of the stories today. A lot of people are talking about the wild weather in the Midwest, tornadoes, that sort of thing.
One of our Facebook friends, roof was torn off in Texas. She was updating, and they just did a story about this on the TV, how people were tweeting and Facebook updating during the tornadoes, mm-hmm. and sending pictures of themselves in their tub, in their bathroom, in the lower part of the house, and whatnot, and just
that
how
just shows you where we are right now. I mean, uh-huh. if there's a tornado bearing down on me, I don't know that I'm going to take a picture.
One of the posts was tornado heading this way, heading down to the basement, but first let me post this selfie.
Yeah, no. Right. Yeah. So I'm looking at a picture, Richie, speaking of that, from a baseball park in Frisco, Texas, where the game is being played, but the tornado is headed in their direction.
Wow.
This is after real serious thunderstorms, Missouri, from Missouri to Texas, large hail, heavy rain, water rescues because of flooding, 4 people injured in Texas when a tornado destroyed a farmhouse and mobile home park. There it is again. Every year,
wow.
these things find their way 40 miles northeast of Dallas. Hunt County Sheriff Randy Meeks said the injuries were not life-threatening.
Look at those pictures.
I know. Look at the pictures. This is there's a picture I'm looking at from the College City of Denton, Texas. Hail as large as baseballs. Broken windows, lots of other damage. National Weather Service in Tulsa noted reports of hail up to the size of ping pong balls. Strong wind gusts up to 100 miles an hour. Arkansas saw smaller hail, falling tree limbs, power out all over the state. Heaviest rainfall was all the way actually from Mississippi to Missouri. Southern Illinois, Indiana, Western Kentucky, a lot of runoff from these torrential rains causing flooding here, there, and everywhere. So not a lot of injuries, but a lot of damage, considering the amount of rain, the hail, that kind of stuff. That really, the body shops love this kind of a storm. Because
well, the hail most times is like the most destructive, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's very serious. And you don't want to get hit by it.
You've never gotten hail in Los Angeles,
well,
have
we
you?
Get little pebbles of hail, yeah, but okay. not like the grapefruit-sized hail that
right.
I know you guys
no,
get.
This is heavy. This stuff is heavy, heavy, heavy. Heavy rains flooded the roads in Indiana. This is something back to conservation and the EPA and all the people, the global warming freaks who want everybody to believe the world is coming to an end. That has come into the focus again this week because of the UN report that a lot of people have been talking about. I have turned it around. I don't know that, Richie, you heard me have this conversation, but I think it's worth another few minutes. Kenny, I'll be interested to see if people are responding. Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter @Good Day Show, to the latest theory as to why we have so much focus on the dairy farmer and the dairy industry. I don't want to make this political because I don't have a political program and I don't want to necessarily follow that thread. But it's becoming obvious to me, and I kind of get hit over the head with a rubber mallet listening to another talk radio program. The host of the program goes back to the discussion that started 20 years ago as to the vagaries of methane gas, that is, what comes out of the back end of a cow, and how that with the in the minds of many, is responsible for global warming. Too many cows, therefore we have global warming. The planet is coming to a screeching halt because we've got too many cows. And so, with the thought this week, you'll remember me talking about the FDA announcing on Monday they want to break up brewers and breweries and farmers because they say that the breweries are not certifying that the hops and the grain that comes out of their brewing process is safe for the food system, i.e. feeding it to cows who are going to be raised for beef or cows that are used for milk. And I didn't think about this at all because it was laughable. And now, after hearing that and not ever thinking, I don't know if it's my own naivete, but these people are so fanatical, and there are many of them who are connected to the Environmental Protection Agency, which is a federal agency, and the people who run it are connected to whatever administration is in power at the moment. That's where it all comes from. There's a story in the Beer Street Journal, Richie. You can go to beerstreetjournal.com.
Okay.
And it goes into the rules which have been proposed to prevent breweries from passing off the spent grain to farmers so as to ensure the safety of animal food for animals consuming the food and ensuring the safety of animal food for humans. But it doesn't say anything, it's so blatant, about the beer that humans are drinking from this same brewery grain. So if it's not good for cows, how can the beer be good for people? Did anybody even think this through? So there have been a number of comments that I've gotten.
Just to clarify, yes. All of this grain has been cooked.
Yes, it has. So it's even better because it's been cooked to the point of being sterilized.
So one would assume that that's why they think it's okay for consumption for beer drinkers.
Well, but the same stuff is going to the cows.
Right. Why wouldn't they assume the same for the cows?
Yeah.
It's not like it's a raw grain. It's a cooked grain. So any impurities may have been cooked out of it. And it is therefore safe for consumption to drink. Why wouldn't it be safe for consumption for a cow to eat?
Uh-huh. Good question, isn't it, huh? Isn't that a good question?
They want them to dry, analyze, and package the grain before sending it to the brewers.
Which puts
without any human hands touching
it. Right?
Right.
Yeah. The government, they're going to have inspectors. And now the small brewery, like I get 1,000 pounds a day of this stuff to feed to my cows. And these guys can't afford. They're a small brewer. They're doing fine. It's a good local outfit. Three brothers put it together.
Yeah, what are you going to do with all that stuff?
Yeah, I mean,
they're going to pay to get it hauled away to the dump.
Right, exactly. So here are some of the, let's see, I'm going to get Kenny's Facebook.
Nearly 3 million, excuse me, 3 million pounds of spent grain produced each year.
Yeah, it's more than that. Well, 3 million tons, maybe, not 3 million pounds. 3 million pounds, I wouldn't buy that. I mean, I got...
The Brewers Association is calling for a brewer exemption. Oh, for nearly 3 million.
What, for the big brewers, probably, right?
For the smaller brewers.
Oh, it is. Okay, yeah. Good. All right, 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Here's somebody named Snowman who says the FDA is what's toxic here. Another comment from Dino. Perhaps the FDA could show where there has been a problem before proposing regulatory solutions. I said that earlier. There's no problem. There has never been a report of any cow anywhere. I checked this out with the two or three different organizations that I belong to. There's no problem. So why do we have a solution for a problem that doesn't exist?
All right, you've ranted enough. Time to get off your soapbox now.
Okay. You got the point. Kenny, you want
to... The cows like to have happy hour. Come on.
Yeah. Do they get a little tips?
They don't get tips. Yeah, silage, the same stuff, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, everything they're getting.
Kenny, what do you have for a comment? I'm off of mine. Richie's just pulled the curtain on me, so what do you have from listeners on this?
Not a thing on this, actually.
Really?
So far, nothing on this. Most of the comments are about Letterman retiring.
Really? All right, so we'll get to that next half hour.
The big news.
Television report in the next half hour. All right, Richie.
Yes, Dudley.
One more. I would rather see it used for power. Spent grain has no nutritional value. That's not true. So this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. Okay.
Okay.
We're taking care of him. 16 after
good work.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I'll be back tomorrow. Thank you.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, late to train. So I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports. Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that. Took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurg.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste. It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah, man, I was going to say
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from Boston Adams. It was Boston.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Go on, sweetie, jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
The Fender Stratocaster, a guitar that changed the world. And now through Sunday, April 13th, you can get it and a whole lot more at Guitar Center Stratathon. It's not just a couple of select guitars on sale. It's deals like 10% off exclusive USA Series Strats, Tellys, and Basses. Or a Fender acoustic guitar at 50% off list for only $139. This is your chance to get the guitar that changed the world and a whole lot more only at Guitar Center Stratathon. Now through Sunday, April 13th at Guitar Center.
Richie, one more comment. Donald says cows eat raw grain in the fields all the time. They're eating corn and wheat and rye, and that is true. So
these aren't raw grains.
They're raw, right.
These are not raw.
So, no, the brewer's grain is cooked, so it should be more better. Now, more better, good day. It should be better for them. So now the next thing these idiots are going to come up with is we better harvest all the grains and cook it before we feed it to the cows. That'd be the next thing.
Have you got it all out now?
Yeah. Well,
you feel better?
I do. I was interested. We didn't, April Fool's this week, but not a lot of people talked about something that was kind of fun. Justin Bieber's albums were all replaced, Jennifer, by some other album. Somebody took all of the CDs out of the jackets, like 5,000 of them.
That's something I can get behind.
Yeah.
I can't imagine Justin Bieber having 5,000 albums. I would imagine everything's digital
Target,
on his phone.
Best Buy.
Okay.
All of them in there. They were all replaced, apparently, with something else.
That's kind of funny.
That was funny, yeah. 21 after today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
American Idol last night, the final night for one of the players, and as a result, we have some of the music first. Actually, I don't know whether we ought to play Richie, probably in order to put this in the proper perspective. Here's the way this shakes down. Let me just tell you, the eight finalists are Dexter Roberts, Malia Watson, Gina Irene. I pronounced her name incorrectly. It's not Jenna, but Gina. Dexter Roberts, who seems to be pretty popular, Caleb Johnson, C.J. Harris, and Sam Wolf. Here's the story about Sam Wolf in terms of votes.
After the nationwide vote, the person at risk of elimination tonight is Sam Wolf.
All right, does that mean he's off? Because
no,
he's
at risk for elimination means there's going to be someone else, and then they'll tell you who the real deal, who's going home.
He and another person
right.
will be...
The lowest vote getter.
Was that done last night?
Eliminated?
Made last night? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, how come we don't have that?
I don't know that it was.
Because they saved him.
Oh, they saved him. Okay, really? There you go.
So who went then, Kenny?
Nobody, because the judges have one save.
Oh, the judges saved him.
All right, so here's Sam Wolfe singing Babylon. It's a great song. It's a great... David... what's the guy's name that did this, that had the hit for this?
David Gray.
David Gray, yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Babylon. And the judges...
I don't
you
think
shut
this
up.
Guy is the great.
Shut up. Crank it up, Richie.
If you want it, come and get it.
This was. My wife watches it, and I saw him on stage. And while I thought he had a nice voice, he has zero stage presence.
I wonder why they saved him. I think because he sounds like Harry Connick Jr.
You think?
He sounds a little like him.
He's a little young, good-looking kid, you know.
All right, so that's last night's American Idol. Because the voice is on at the same time, a lot of people comparing some of the contestants. We think here that the voice contestants are better than those who are on American Idol, but there are a couple of good ones on American Idol this year. Have to wait for it all to shake out. I think voice is over before the May sweeps, though, isn't it? When is the voice actually
over? Oh, no, it'll be over during sweeps.
Oh, well, so they'll both continue until the end of the May sweep, so another month and a half of this stuff. All right, Jennifer Love Hewitt, Jennifer, was on the Ellen DeGeneres show this week, revealing how she and her hubby got married before they had the child. What was it, a week or something before? Five days?
A shotgun, yes.
It was, kind of. So what did she have to say that was of interest? I thought you knew what
she had to say. Totally just dumped on me.
So you're having
Fill me in. I swear, this has been the worst week.
This is a horrible. Where's
Technical
the energy?
Technical week is
here.
Ridiculous.
Oh, my God. Anyway, what she said in her revelation.
Yeah, I'm frozen.
Yeah, is it good for you?
Go ahead. Her revelation is what?
He said, well, the two of them actually were talking about this. It was just the two of us, and then we went to Bed Bath and Beyond.
Yeah.
Because that's what married people do. So they just, they got married,
they
went to Bed Bath.
And,
yeah, they did. Yeah,
and
exactly.
It was casual.
Yeah.
I hope they brought their coupon to Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yeah, 20% off.
Imagine, you know, we all think these people are different than we are, but they aren't. They go shopping.
Is that show the client list still on her show?
Yes. No, actually.
No, it died last year.
Yeah.
Oh, she's hot in that.
Oh, come on.
Darn.
You, will you please?
Sorry.
Oh,
my God.
Come on,
she's
Dougie.
Hot.
You're a married
please.
Guy.
Yeah,
she's a married
on.
Guy.
I mean, what?
28 past
my wife
the hour
likes it, too.
On Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Do dogs cry emotional tears? Although there are many claims in support of this theory, the scientific community is skeptical about animals crying emotional tears. Hard evidence doesn't really exist, but there's so much anecdotal evidence that it cannot be overlooked. It may be that not all animals cry emotional tears, but there's a likelihood that some do. Diane Fossey, the late gorilla expert whose life was documented in the movie Gorillas in the Mist, related a story about seeing Coco, one of her prized gorillas, crying with emotional tears. Even Charles Darwin said that animals can cry. Years ago, I remember a couple of people called me up, and I received a letter from a child who said that whenever she cried, her cat Muffy would cry with her. Well, I was a little skeptical myself, but then I got a letter a couple of weeks later from the parents. The little girl's parents ignored the story until one day after she had been punished, the parents walked into a room, found two wet pillows and two wet faces alongside of each other. The cat was crying. Now, you can believe it or not, I believe that our pets do take on our emotions and personalities. I'm Warren Eckstein. I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics.
Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Issues can we have fun with, but sometimes there are fun things going on. I want to get to some of the main stories that people are talking about today, and then perhaps we can have some fun understanding what David Letterman has decided to do. Jennifer will be reporting on that in a few minutes. Meanwhile, all of us are asking why. Why does a man open fire at a military base? Why does he gun down fellow soldiers? Why does he kill himself? The shooter is, in essence, confronted by a hero or heroine, because it was a female officer, trying to stop him. The community, which, by the way, when you go back to 2009, hasn't really come back around. You can imagine, it's sort of the human condition. People show fear because of certain things that happen in their lives. Sometimes they never get over whatever those fears are. Whether that's the case at Fort Hood or not, there certainly are a lot of people who were around there 5 years ago that you got to believe today, this week, this month, this year, maybe for the rest of their careers, will have the same kind of traumatic stress, because they walk down the street in an area where they figure they're protected, an army base,
you're not
pretty
in a
secure.
War zone. You're
no.
at work.
So that's what people are asking. These key questions are still there. And the main question is, why? And maybe there's a what in there. Ivan Lopez, why did he do it? What made him act the way he did?
Do you know there's no concealed carry on a military base like that?
Right, you can't carry any weapons.
I think that they should allow concealed carry. I think you would have...
Well, why don't they have... Yes, I'd go back.
How did he get
why.
In with a gun then?
Well, he was already there. He had it. He lived on the base, didn't he? He had a gun. He bought
yeah,
a
right.
gun. He had a gun in his on his premises. So, but what in the world prompts this, going back in history, why and when... Asking questions again. Maybe people listening, 888-302-3684. If you're on a base somewhere around the country listening to this program, we have four or five of them, I know, in earshot. So if you're on a base and you were told you couldn't have your issued weapon on your person when you're on the base, and whether you conceal it or whether you have it openly visible, unless you're an MP person, they can have their guns, obviously. So what prompted that? Why and who was responsible? I'd be curious to have that story, if you wouldn't mind explaining it to us. 888-302-3684, if you know. Richie, excuse me, go ahead.
Yesterday, there was links of his Facebook page going around. And so I was taking a second to click through some of them. You know, pictures of him with his kids at Disney World.
Yeah.
You know, and
that
thinking,
part, and you know, his wife. The story is that his wife, when she hadn't talked to him, and she heard this story, she instinctively knew that it was him and was running outside and was worried that it was him. So obviously, she had this idea that something was going on or that could happen.
But well, how do you do this with your kids? How do you leave your kids with that legacy?
So selfish, so self-inflicted with your own worries and cares and problems that you forget about everybody else in your life? How do you get that selfish? Because that's really what this is about. This is, you got a problem, yes, but how does it become so overwhelming that you think of nothing else but yourself? That's, I think, the crux of the question. Frankly, how do you get so involved in your own stuff? Do you not have enough to do? Do you not have enough to work on? Your plate is empty, so you got nothing to do but sit around and stew? How do you do this? 888-302-3684. Okay. Next, this week, new search, no clues. As the guessing game continues, there are two American ships either there or almost there that have underwater search devices that will listen for the ping, ping, ping. I don't know if that's what it sounds like.
Give me one ping.
I do appreciate your sound effects, though, there. That's
ping,
pretty good.
Ping, ping.
That's very nice.
Yeah. So somewhere in the 27 million, jillion, billion square miles of the South Indian Ocean, they have sent these ships, and of course the news media says time is running out. Time is our enemy. Time is going to show, the batteries are supposed to run out right after 30 days in the water, and it went down the 8th of March.
Right.
So we got, what's today, the 5th, 4th of March, they got 4 days. Done, finished, over. Then what happens? The people who are hopeful about this will say, well, they found that Air France jet in fairly deep water 2 years after it went down. So why can't we keep looking for this? And why do you think we might not be able to find it? Well, the Indian Ocean is about 3-4 times as deep there. If, in fact, the plane is there. I don't think the plane's there. I don't think it's in the water. I think it's on the ground. I've said that. And nobody's... You prove me wrong with the final plane. I'll say, okay, I'm wrong. Meantime, I don't think I'm wrong. And a lot of other people don't think I'm wrong either. I don't know about whether it was abducted by aliens or not. You hear that once in a while. But there are no new clues this week at all. We continue to spend $4 million. Is it an hour a day? I can't remember. I think it's $4 million an hour. And there's nothing to talk about. So why are we talking about it? Let's talk about the severe weather. There is something here.
It's amazing.
Tornado season begins on the calendar April 1st. Well, it didn't disappoint. For those of you who love to see those pictures, as long as they're not in your backyard, let's look at those pictures. They're all over the place. The social media were crazy yesterday with pictures of these tornadoes. So let's get ready to rumble. How did that guy say that? Where's that guy?
David Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble. Who was Bruce Buffer?
Bruce Buffer.
Maybe. Was it Bruce Buffer?
I thought it was Bruce.
Bruce Buffer. Maybe it is. No, he's got a brother, too.
Is he?
Maybe. When Ollie North used to be here on the network, he used that as his show opening.
Let's get ready to rumble. Yeah.
And they sued him.
Oh.
Yeah, we had to stop. They sued us. We had to stop using it, yeah.
Nice going, Richie.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody ever sues me for anything.
Give us time.
Yeah.
We're late adapters.
Now, Bruce Buffer is his brother.
It's Michael Buffer.
Michael Buffer.
Michael. Who's Bruce? Yeah. Michael and Bruce.
Bruce is his younger brother who now does it for the UFC.
So who's David Buffer?
And nobody.
Good job.
A friend of mine. Guy lives down the street. Drinking buddy.
He's down in Margaritaville. Yeah. All right, anyway, the central part of the nation whacked pretty well yesterday, pounded by hail and rain, tornadoes. Not immediately clear whether there were any injuries, minor injuries, but nothing serious. There was some damage done usually to the trailer parks, and so that's the story. Hail, though, damaging a lot of cars. I said earlier the body shops love this. And the guys that, what is it, who's the guy that goes around and replaces the windshield? What's that company that advertises heavily?
Yeah, no, they're doing a lot of business this week.
Which, by the way, shows you in that circumstance, there are good advertising campaigns and there are bad advertising campaigns. I'm an advertiser. I'm in the advertising business. I know that that commercial exists, but I can't tell you what the name of the company is, so it's not a good spot.
But you still remember it.
Yeah, but we're good. Okay, so I'm going to go to the competitor, or I'm going to open up the phone book, and, okay, the first guy that I see who replaces auto glass, that's what I'm going to call. Instead of calling the guy who wants me to remember his name by listening to the spot, I remember his spot, but I don't remember the name of the company. It's kind of like the feel-good plumber in Los Angeles, or the smell-good plumber.
Yeah, I don't know if I remember him. I always remember, Stefan.
Stefan.
Jack Stefanovich.
No relation. But then there's the feel-good plumber whose name is Mike Diamond. You remember the feel-good plumber, and hopefully you remember his number from the ads. Run a lot of ads. So I go back to that. What is it? The
you smell. Smell good. Good. Smell good.
Well, maybe he feels good, too, under the circumstances.
That's so, extra, I think.
All right, David Letterman in the Focus next year on Good Day. Right now, to every gentleman who's listening, every gentleman, everybody who is listening right now, I would say this is not just for gentlemen. This is for gentle persons everywhere. To improve your life, to improve your body, to improve your health, I want to introduce you to the powerhouse that is Heart Factors Plus. You suffer from poor circulation, blood pressure issues, that kind of stuff? Then you need to call 800-577-8560 and help yourself to a longer, healthier, happier life by opening up the flow of blood. That's what Heart Factors Plus does. It opens using nitric oxide as one of the main components in the ingredient list. You can look at the side of the bottle and see what's there. Nitric oxide opens up. It's naturally produced by our body. And sometimes when your blood pressure isn't right, sometimes when your circulation isn't right, not enough nitric oxide is let loose in your system. So that means you're not getting blood to your heart, to your muscles, to your brain. And you need that in order to live a happy, healthy, long life. So call 800-577-8560 for a better, healthier approach to living that long, happy life. This is a natural product. Opening up these things means a healthy blood pressure level, improved function, increased circulation, better doctor visits. It's all good. 800-577-8560. If it doesn't work, get your money back, no questions asked. It'll work. I know it'll work. Go for a checkup. Find out what your blood pressure is. By the way, it's a great maintenance, too. Get to be Richie's age. You get, oh, he's 49 now. I found that out yesterday. You're younger than that. I don't know why I thought you were, but you were
not getting any younger.
No. You've been together with me since you were in your early 30s.
That's right.
Good God. All right, anyway, and if you don't have a heart problem after that,
I got a strong kicker.
Yeah, good for you.
It's built up a resistance.
It's on ticking, but you could use this, Richie. Everybody can use this because it's a good maintenance as well as improving the situation with your heart. 800-577-8560. Heart Factors Plus, 800-577-8560.
The Fender Stratocaster, a guitar that changed the world. And now through Sunday, April 13th, you can get it and a whole lot more at Guitar Center Stratathon. It's not just a couple of select guitars on sale. It's deals like 10% off exclusive USA Series Strats, Tellys, and Basses. Or a Fender acoustic guitar at 50% off list for only $139. This is your chance to get the guitar that changed the world. And a whole lot more, only at Guitar Center Stratathon. Now through Sunday, April 13th at Guitar Center.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that
after eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
When you do your taxes with TurboTax, it checks your answers as you go. Then it double checks. Then checks again. It checks like a hockey player playing checkers in the Czech Republic. Bring your umbrella because it's rain checking outside. And when it checks that many times, you can be confident you're doing it right because it's checked. And you know you're getting the biggest refund you deserve because it checked that. And then your taxes are done. Checkmate. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Hi, Jennifer is here with three or four stories, including the late reports on David Letterman retiring. What did he say last night on the air?
He really was kind of just matter-of-fact about it. He's giving up. He made the announcement that he's giving up the late-night TV show, The Late Show, and he said he is going to continue on until 2015 when his contract expires. But I guess he said he'd had the man who owns this network, Les Moonves, he and I have had a relationship for years. And years and years. And we have had this conversation in the past. We agreed that we would work together on this circumstance and the timing of this circumstance. And I phoned him just before the program and I said, Leslie, it's been great. You've been great and the network's been great, but I'm retiring. And he told that to the studio audience yesterday.
All right, so to clarify, Les Moonves doesn't own CBS.
Well, that's what
he
says.
Isn't that what he means?
That's what Dave said.
Okay.
I'm just quoting David Letterman.
All right, okay. So here he is, Letterman, sharing some of these statistics about how long he's been doing the program.
So about a week from today, maybe 9 days from today.
Okay.
What is 12 minus 3?
Oh, you're trusting me now?
Nine days.
Yeah.
Roughly a week. Some weeks feel longer. I'll be celebrating my birthday. Thank you very much. I will be 67 years old.
67.
67 uh-huh. years old.
67, we say in show business. You'll be 67.
Wow. Now, the only reason I bring this up, well, there's many reasons, okay. But a reason for bringing this up is when Paul and I started together doing this show, and then we used to have another show at another network over there at NBC.
Yeah.
I was 34.
34.
So if you figure that up, roughly, I have spent half my time behind this desk.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And more importantly...
Yeah.
No, come on.
But it is fantastic. How kind of a... I mean, nobody does that. Nobody does that.
Yeah.
Well, anybody else as bored as I am?
Yes.
More importantly...
Yeah, okay, let's go. Let's keep moving. All right, anyway, speculation, Jim.
So he announces that he's going to retire in a year, so that gives CBS some time to look for a replacement. Now, the rumors have already started spinning around. First of all, Mayor Eric Garcetti in Los Angeles had a great suggestion yesterday. He is urging CBS to move the show to Los Angeles once Letterman retires, which would kind of answer NBC moving The Tonight Show back to New York City. Now, Craig Ferguson is probably the natural pick to take over for David Letterman because he is produced by Letterman's Worldwide Pants Company and he has a succession clause in his contract. So his contract is set to expire this summer, and if you would think he'd want to keep that so that he could be the heir apparent to David Letterman. However, if CBS wants to take that out of his contract, then they might be looking for two late-night hosts, someone to replace him, someone to replace Letterman.
I don't think he's that good, is he?
I think he's kind of funny, but I don't know if
he's funny.
Yeah, if he's late show funny. Stephen Colbert also keeps popping up. He's very well liked by Les Moonves.
Horrible.
And his contract is coming to an end in 2015. Jon Stewart, also contract set to expire around the same time. And he's under option at CBS, so he has definitely been looked at.
Does Comedy Central belong to CBS?
Yes.
Okay.
Chelsea Handler, who was ending her show, has also been tossed around. Probably the two most unique names added into the mix, Neil Patrick Harris from How I Met Your Mother.
Hmm.
And I don't think he would be a bad choice, actually.
No, he's very good.
And Louis C.K. So all those names kind of spinning right now.
The two that I would prefer, if it were me making the choice or I wanted to get it down to the nitty-gritty, Jon Stewart and Neil Patrick Harris. Anybody disagree or agree with me?
I like Neil Patrick Harris.
They both would do a good job.
Yep, they would.
Jon Stewart would be able to compete in that head-to-head slot, yes.
Yeah, very much so. All right, thank you for the info. Jennifer, good job. 51 after on Good Day.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
From bestfares.com has the hot hits from the week of travel, information on how you can save money, where to go to get the best deals. That's all coming up. So if you're a traveler thinking about spring travel, summer travel already, help yourself to the info. It's coming right up here on Good Day.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes.
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus, everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, this tastes like feet. Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated with Staples.com/copy and print for details.
The Fender Stratocaster, a guitar that changed the world. And now through Sunday, April 13th, you can get it and a whole lot more at Guitar Center Stratathon. It's not just a couple of select guitars on sale. It's deals like 10% off exclusive USA Series Strats, Tellies, and Basses. Or a Fender acoustic guitar at 50% off list for only $139. This is your chance to get the guitar that changed the world and a whole lot more only at Guitar Center Stratathon. Now through Sunday, April 13th at Guitar Center.
From helping florists manage their first payroll, to checking sales projections for logistics companies, to showing garages how much they've been paid, to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
All right, let's get to the heart of the matter here with Tom Parsons, who has been called by some the godfather of budget travel and deals, the king of cheap airfares, the seer of the skies. Tom Parsons from bestfares.com. With a focus today more on cruises, because there are a lot of deals that he wants you to know about. There are great benefits to traveling and taking cruises this time of year. Is this something unique to this year, or does it happen every year at this time?
Actually, it happens twice a year. They're called repositioning cruises. Now, if you're going to go to Europe, you'll find these cruises cheaper than the airfare alone by hundreds and hundreds of dollars. We're seeing, and what that does is, the problem is when you're going over to the Europe, you're going to probably need at least 2 weeks to 3 weeks to travel. And it takes, because it takes 11 to 14 days in many cases to get those ships from Miami or from Tampa or Fort Lauderdale or San Juan or those destinations back to Europe for the summer season. Now, where you might find some better deals, but the prices are right. As little as $27 a day. That's your food, your entertainment, and all that. But that's for an inside cabin. But we have been seeing balcony cabins go for like $600-700, which is pretty good for a 2 week. You know, it's just very cheap. Now, on the West Coast, I like them because most people can take advantage and they usually go out of LA, San Diego. And they head up towards Alaska, but they end up in Vancouver for the summer Alaska cruises. And we see, you know, maybe an inside cabin go for $199. It's not unusual to find a 4 or 5 night cruise for a balcony cabin for $399. And you take off on the West Coast. You may stop in San Francisco, Oregon, Victoria, and end up in Vancouver. And there's and then in the fall it just reverses itself. It comes down out of Vancouver or Seattle back down the coast. Usually they'll start in Vancouver so they can gamble on the ship. And the same thing about October, November, they start returning from Europe back to the United States. So you just have to decide if you got two.
So in your experience, do a lot of people take advantage of these? Is this something that becomes a terrific, because of the way you've explained it, a terrific incentive for folks who like to cruise anyway, and maybe first-timers? Is this a good way for first-timers to have experience on cruises that might bring them back again?
Yeah, but I think it also, yeah, I think that too. But then also, I think you can get one of the, you know, when I look at cruises, they're going for like $699 for a balcony for 2 weeks going to Europe. And yet, if you take that same cruise ship 1 week in Europe, you'd be paying $2,000 or more for that same cabin. And so you're getting a much better value per day, per dollar. And you still see a whole bunch of different cities, or you may just get up there and hit the seven seas and just say, you know what? 3 days, 4 days, that's pretty good. And it's also a good way that sometimes, if you want to see Belize or Rotatan, but you don't know if you really want to go there, well, at least you're there for a day, you can figure it out
right.
And come back.
Yeah, just you go off the boat in the daytime, look around, and then, yeah, maybe you want to fly down. Pretty easy to get to Belize from Miami. No sweat there, about an hour and a half ride, and you're there. Fly over Cuba, it's kind of fun. All right, there it is, the story of cruising, but you might want to check out more by going to the bestfares.com website, bestfares.com, and Tom Parsons here at Doug Steffing.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.